Okay.
Meredith, I have Carrie from Diva of Days.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Meredith. How are you?
Am I an official diva because we're talking?
Yes, but we need you on Twitter. You need to tweet more often.
I know, my God. Okay, I need to tweet. Okay. You mean Meredith needs to tweet. Meredith Scott-Vin needs to tweet.
Yeah, I did see the Ann. I follow the Ann Milbauer Twitter handle, too. Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Oh, I know that.
How do I find out who that is?
It sounds like a really funny fan doing it. Some of the tweets.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah, some of the tweets are.
Tweet more. I'm going to start today.
Good.
Watch what's coming. I'm going to start today. I just don't know how. Like, I have to get used to it. I don't really know. Yeah, I got to figure out what to say without being too offensive or give away too much of what's going to happen. I don't know. I have to figure it out. But I'm going to tweet.
All right.
I'm going to do it for you.
Please. How are you enjoying being on Days?
I love it. I love it. It's a very unique work experience to anything I've ever done in 25 years, and that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Because with the exception of new people you're going to work with and new roles you're going to play, the experience, you know, of showing up, and you go, it's kind of similar for television and then similar for film. This is like a completely other animal, which I love. I love that I had to relearn. I love that I'm not as good at it as I thought maybe I would be. You know, you think it's going to be easy because
mm-hmm.
it's soap. Oh, it's not. It's way harder.
Mm-hmm.
To memorize that quickly and only get to do it once. So you got to bring your A game the first and only time you do it, which is very different from TV and film. I mean, you want to bring your A game first time anywhere.
Right.
But you get a few more chances to get into a groove. Here, you got to walk in with your groove. You got to get your groove on at home, which I like. That's a challenge. And the people are so nice, so brilliant. And I like how fast it is. You're
mm-hmm.
never tired. You're never tired. That might be because the set is 40 below zero.
Yeah.
You're never bored. You're never bored. Even if you're waiting, you're never bored.
That's great.
Yeah, so I love it.
Well, you must be doing an awesome job because Ann Milbauer is very popular. Are you surprised?
She is?
Yes.
I mean, I have to tell you, I'm one of those people that's not quite fully figured out the social media thing, although I love Facebook. I spend a fair amount of time on Facebook. I don't even know how I would read about that or find that out. You know, I until today, I didn't really get, oh, God, there are all these websites for soaps, and I had no idea Anne was popular until you just told me. Really nice to hear. What did they say about her? I know there's one soap site that my assistant found where people were like, go, Anne, we love you, we hate Jennifer, thank God you came along to put that bitch in her place. But that was like one little site, just a few people. I have no idea.
Well, the thing is, people, characters don't tend to challenge Jennifer, and Anne's doing it, and I think people appreciate that. There was a spot for that. You know, there was a need for that to happen.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Well, I hope I'm the only one to do it till the end of time. I'd like to grow old on this show. Older, I should say. I love it. I'm having the best time, and you know, Jennifer Orton, she's feisty with Anne.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, has she, I didn't watch the show until I was a part of it. But I imagine that Jennifer's been pretty sweet forever, but she gets into some serious confrontations with Anne where she's snappy. She can be a little bitchy herself, which I think is probably fun for Missy
mm-hmm.
Reeves, I would think, to play. Because really, you can only take so much of Anne before you fight back a little bit. Anne's like, she's so mean, she's so intense that if Jennifer didn't stand up to her a little bit,
mm-hmm.
you know, she'd be a doormat. But luckily, she'll never win. She'll never beat Anne.
Mm-hmm.
Anne is cool. Anne is totally cruel. She has a cruel streak somewhere in her, which is why I love her. I don't think Jennifer has any cruelty.
Right.
Know? And mm-hmm. everyone loves to hate her. So everyone loves the villain.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy to stay the villain. But every in real life, I'm quite a nice person.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
What?
You know.
Why do you think Anne hates Jennifer so much? She really haven't gotten that much into her motivation.
Yeah, I think she hates Jennifer because Jennifer was born a Horton and basically just has to show up with her sweet little stupid self and everything comes her way. And Anne has probably been Duke's punching her way through life and aggressively getting everywhere that she wanted to get. You know, Anne wants something, she gets it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, and this is, I would imagine this is the thing, what she really wants. She wants Jennifer's job.
Oh.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be hard to get it because Jennifer's a Horton. So I don't think Anne's used to not getting what she wants. And I think she's wanted some weird things. It's not like she wants, you know, people to love her, or she wants a baby, or mm-hmm. she wants a nice relationship. You know, she wants to take people down and move ahead. And she's just not having as easy a time achieving what she wants here. Because Jennifer's a Horton, not because she's best for the job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Jennifer comes and goes as she pleases. Anne's got to punch in and punch out on time. You know, so she just resents that she's had to work for everything, and Jennifer just had to be born. It's mm-hmm. irritating.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting mad now that I'm talking about it. No, I'm kidding.
No.
So that's why I think she hates her, because she is... Life's been easy for her, and mm-hmm. I don't think it's been easy for Anne.
Mm-hmm.
And it's made Anne bitter.
Well, it's nice to see a character that is career-driven and not chasing a ring and not trying to get the baby. So it is nice to see it, that type
yeah,
of character.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's a really good point. Yeah, that's right. She's not. She's, yeah, she's purely career-driven, but at the expense of humanity. It's really fun to watch. And there are, boy, there are people out there, men and women, who that's the way to do it. You
yes.
know, people are threatened by them, and so they get to succeed. And I certainly wouldn't want to be that person, but I definitely love playing that person, that's for sure. And I agree with you. I don't watch soaps. I don't watch the other shows, but I guess that's probably a very prevalent storyline,
mm-hmm.
as it is, by the way, in primetime and in movies.
Right.
You know, it's all about, will the guy like me, and am I too late to start a family?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's so important. You know, look, I'm 42. In fact, I'm going to be 43 next Friday,
mm-hmm.
on March 8th. And so everyone should wish me happy birthday on Twitter. I will respond to every single person. I'm too late, and I've always wanted children. But I, you know, my life, I was pursuing... My life. I was pursuing my producing career. I was directing. I was writing. I was starting a new children's book business. Like, it just didn't happen. It wasn't in the cards for me, and I don't feel the slightest bit ashamed of it. But it's interesting how often it comes up that it's, you know, it's odd that you're a 40-something-year-old woman without children. People have to take a moment.
Mm-hmm.
It gives pause. So I hear you. I think it's important. I think that's a really good point you make.
When I asked my friends what to ask you, the number one question that came up is, how often do you hear that you look like Barbara Streisand?
That's awesome. I don't really look like her, but when I talk and walk and move, and if you remember the main event and when she was a Hurley girl, or even Lisa Foxes, I mean, it happens a few times a day, and it's been that way. Honestly, my whole life, it's crazy, and it's a huge honor. I am a massive Barbara fan, like crazy Barbara fan. And my dream, but I don't sing, not a note,
mm-hmm.
not a note. And now that chick on Glee is probably going to play her one day. My dream was always that, you know, someone would want to make me a Lifetime movie of Barbara's story, and I would play it, and they'd dub my singing voice like they did in, Audrey Hepburn. My dream. Because no one can play Barbara and sing with their own voice, even if they have an incredible voice. So whoever plays Barbara, they're going to have to use Barbara's tracks.
Mm-hmm.
So put that in there. Someone should hire me to play her. I love her. It's a great. compliment, and it happens minimum three times a day.
Wow.
Depending on the house.
Oh, yeah. My...
All the time.
Yeah.
It's crazy. My hair's down.
Mm-hmm.
It really happens. Sometimes it's in a bun. I'll tell you a quick funny story. I went out to dinner in Laguna at a restaurant. You know, she has a place, I guess, in Dana Point or whatever's down there. Dana Point, maybe? And she has a house there, so I guess that's understood in the town. So I went to dinner at the seafood restaurant with two friends. This is one year ago. And we were sitting outside, and it was dark. It was a candlelit outside place. And this very young waitress took our order. And, you know, I'm a little high maintenance when I'm ordering. I like to modify slightly. And she came back all flustered and freaked out with, like, four busboys. And they were convinced that I was Barbara Streisand. And, of course, Barbara's like, what, she's 70?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
So I looked at her, she said, oh, my God. Are you Barbara Streisand? I said, are you kidding me? Barbara's 70 something years old. And she was like, so you're not Barbara? I said, get the manager. I want a free dessert and a cake for that. Oh my God, I was mortified. I mean, again, it's a compliment, but come on. That was brutal. And I put a ton of moisturizer on my eyes. I'm not even kidding. Like, I look 70 to this person. So it happens a lot. And I love the association, so thank your friends. It's a great compliment.
Hey, Carrie, you need to wrap it up, please?
Sure. How are you enjoying Anne and Chloe teaming up with
Oh, I love it. Mm-hmm. You know what? That's the highlight for me of the whole experience. I think Nadja is just amazing. And, yeah, I love it. Sometimes it's odd. She's so beautiful. Sometimes I forget my lines because her eyes are so blue. They're mm-hmm. like, they're distracting.
Mm-hmm.
Honest to God. But I love it because when she's not Chloe and when I'm not Anne, we're laughing. We're laughing all the time. She's a hardworking actress, as am I. So we, you know, we spend a lot of time in the best rooms or in the hair chairs trying to find all the good juicy stuff. And, you know, they give you a lot of freedom on this show, which I was not expecting. When I first started, I tried to stay to the script. I still stay to the script, but really do what I thought was written on the page and what they wanted. But really what they want is for you to bring as much life and mm-hmm. unique choices to it as you can. So, and Nadja is all about that. And was the person most of my scenes with. Well, you know, that's who I work with the most. So she's very helpful in supporting me and just, you know, letting it all go and having fun with it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Meredith.
Thank you.
And happy early birthday to you, too.
Oh, thank you so much. Maybe you don't have to print how old I am. You can just say.
Oh, no. I don't do that, no.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye.